Hungry Ghosts is a new play from Jean Tong. Jean, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Jean, you were part of MTC's 2017 Cybeck Electric Readings. Can you tell me a little bit about what that process was like and what it was like learning your play had been programmed for the 2018 season?
I was pretty flabbergasted, pleasantly surprised. I think I'm still a little bit shell-shocked. It's obviously incredibly exciting that MTC is programming a work like Hungry Ghosts. It's fast and it's a lot of words.
Your play talks about MH370, the missing Malaysian Airlines plane, and Malaysia's billion-dollar 1MBD scandal. And both of those tragedies, they must have hit close to home for you as a Malaysian national. But your narrative also talks a lot about the exploration of identity, whether it's national identity or other. So when did you start writing this play and how did you kind of tie all of this together?
I think around September of 2016, I sat down to start writing it, and the drive behind me actually feeling like it was something I wanted to write about was at the time I felt really distance from Malaysian politics because of just physically how far away I was and how incapable I felt of incurring into the day-to-day politics of being a Malaysian living in Malaysia. And I think there might have been a news report or conspiracy theory tying the disappearance of the plane to someone trying to cover up for the financial scandal, which is just like a fun crackpot theory on the internet. But then I kind of sat with that for a little while, and that disappearance of those two things, of the plane and of all of that money, at some point clicked for me in terms of my own, in a sense, disappearance from the country and like sort of my distance from being able to actually be politically active in a way that wasn't just making comments from far away, living in a relatively safe country like Australia. And so I started writing it when those three things came together. And the central thing that I felt like I was writing about was an absence of the plane, an absence of the money, my own absence from the country, my sense of not quite belonging as an Australian in terms of citizenship and not quite belonging as a Malaysian, as someone who's living quite far away and not involved in the sort of daily life.
That's great. How old were you when you moved to Australia to study?
I was 16.
So they're really formative years in terms of building your identity. And I remember speaking to you before the Cybeck readings and you were quite hesitant about some family friends seeing the play. How much of yourself have you written into this story, and is that a bit scary for you still?
One third of the play is drawing on a lot of my experiences or perceptions of what it's like to live away from home, and I think that it was really great listening to other students, in particular Malaysian students who came to the reading, kind of talk about how much those things resonated. I don't think it's something that we make art a lot. We don't make a lot of art about it, and we don't necessarily put it on the main stage. A couple of family friends came to see it as well, and that was really lovely, a little bit harrowing. I don't send a lot of my work to my family, and so I don't think there's anything specific enough that they are going to be uncomfortable about, but it's definitely personal to me. And I think at some point the dedication for this play, it's a love letter to my mother country and to my mother, because I think there's something about the ties we have to family that for me is paralleled in the ties to country that I've got and that distance from both.
Jean, you have built a bit of a name for yourself in Melbourne for creating politically charged works, plays that discuss societal inequalities, cultural identities, and otherness. Do you set out to write works that challenge the way we think, or does this sort of happen naturally for you?
I think I'm a bit of a contrarian. I just like disagreeing with people, and I think that probably gets quite annoying for my friends and family. And so when I end up writing and I'm drawn towards conversations that are a little bit trickier, so when I wrote a play called Terrorism, that was, a lot of it was based around a class I was doing at the time about how we talk about terrorism and who gets perceived as a terrorist. And I think that's quite a difficult conversation to have because it's so charged with people having really specific images in their mind and really sort of set ideas about what kind of what is terrorism and how that plays out. I'm really interested in just pushing people to sort of get themselves tied up in the knots of their own argument, because I think politics is really tricky. I think having a political viewpoint is really tricky. And the more we can push ourselves to disagree with ourselves, to clarify what we mean, to be really specific about every single argument that we're making, the better we're going to be at navigating the world and making decisions, whether that's on a micro or macro level.
Hungry Ghosts will be your first play produced by a state theatre company, and Petra Kalive will be directing this work. Petra directed Melbourne Tallam, our education production for 2017. What are you most looking forward to about working with Petra?
Working with Petra? I've known her for quite a long time. I met her in my first year at uni. She was a mentor on a monologue that I was writing at the time. And she's exceptional as a dramaturg. The questions that she asks of my work, that she has asked of my work over the past couple of years, have been really difficult. They've really sort of challenged me to figure out what my play is doing, how it's doing it, and to push that as far as I can. I'm really excited to see how she makes sense of the play for a general audience, because often I've made work for primarily a student theatre audience, and there's certain assumptions that you can make about the conversations that people are already having in those contexts. Those audiences have been coming for a while, they're our peers, we're having similar conversations in class as we work through shows together. And so I'm really interested to see how Petra makes sense of Hungry Ghosts, which spans a lot of places, a lot of different conversations, and I'm really excited to see her put action to what for me are a whole bunch of charged words on a page.
Hungry Ghosts is a play that is diverse and representative. How important is this to you as a playwright?
I often fall into talking about it in a very activist mode.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess on a really personal level, it's about walking into a space and seeing a story or a person that reminds you that you're not the only one moving through the world in that way. And that isn't something that I think a lot of people who aren't represented reflect on generally, because it's actually quite difficult to move through the world and not feel like you're seeing yourself looking back at you until it happens, at which point you kind of, it's like a huge, it's just like a massive sigh of relief, because suddenly you're there, you're legitimized, you can see yourself in a way that you have maybe never thought to before. Yeah, I think when we talk about diversity, we don't realize that what we're sort of gesturing towards is just a better representation of humanity. It's about multiplicity. It's just about being able to see lots of facets of yourself. And I think it's really exciting as well for non-diverse audiences.
Well, we cannot wait to see this play come to life. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Jean. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks so much, Sarah.
Hungry Ghosts will have its world premiere as MTC's education production in 2018. Learn more at mtc.com.au/backstage. For more podcasts with directors, designers, actors and theatre creators from every walk of life, search for MTC Talks in the iTunes Store or on SoundCloud.